Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Coleman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Rip Coleman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Lump moves to second. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Serve for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley juggles the ball. That's an error on Hadley. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Chiti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shaw scores. Landis moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley is hit by the pitch. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hadley moves to third. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-1 in the game. McEnany strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shaw strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Preston Ward pinch hits for Rip Coleman. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hadley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing first base. John Sitoris now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Smith moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 2 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris who is chasing the ball. McEnany reaches third base with a triple. Lawler scores. Smith scores. Romano goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, White Sox. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to home to get McEnany. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Shaw goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chee-Tee moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chee-Tee scores. Smith moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive to center field. Landis throws towards third. Phillips fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Smith scores. DeMaestri moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 9-2, White Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bella pinch hits for John Sitoris. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to third. Bella moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maris hits a line drive into left field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Lump scores. Bella scores. Maris moves to second. It's 9-4, White Sox. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maris scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, White Sox. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bella now playing left field. Wayne Terwilliger now playing second base. Murray Dixon now pitching. Jerry Lump now playing shortstop. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. McEnany hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Schirmlaller now catching. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a line drive into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Maris moves to third. Terwilliger moves to second. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone pinch hits for Murray Dixon. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris scores. Terwilliger scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-7, White Sox. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.